So, Steva, can you vote someone out of office? And that's today's question.
No, kind of, and yes, but only in British Columbia.
Okay, let's start with the no.
So that's the initial no is because you're never actually voting someone out of their job on election day. So when an election is called, members of parliament stop becoming or are no longer MPs. They lose the status altogether because actually the office which they held disappears. And so they just become regular citizens.
Whoa, cool.
So this is why during an election you actually hear the word candidate, even when we're talking about re-electing those who weeks or days prior were working in the House of Commons. They might actually even be legally bound to stop calling themselves members of Parliament by Elections Canada.
Wow, so as soon as the election's called, they're already out of office. They get booted out of office.
So in this case, you can vote for someone else on election day instead of them, but it's not the same as voting them out of office. So that's a clear no.
Okay.
Now the exception to this is one particular kind of MP, and it's the cabinet minister, including the prime minister as well. So these individuals continue to have some duties and responsibilities even while an election has been called.
Oh.
Now, this in some ways makes sense, right? Because there are emergencies or conflicts or war that come up, and elections aren't a short thing that happens. Our current election, 70 some odd days, stuff is going to come up that the government might need to respond
Yeah,
to.
we need a government in this time.
So these MPs still exercise the powers of their office. Now, they do it under something called the Caretaker Convention, but just the gist of it is that they still continue to exert some authority.
Okay.
So in this sense, it would seem to follow that electing another candidate in their riding could be seen as voting them out of office.
Okay. And then you said only in BC.
Well, before that, actually, because yes, you could vote them out of office, but this is even weirder because technically, cabinet ministers don't need to be elected MPs. So it's entirely possible for an MP to lose their seat in an election, but a prime minister to choose to keep them on as an unelected minister.
Whoa.
So again, I mean, it would almost never happen because conventionally in Canadian politics, it has now gotten to the point where all ministers are at all times elected MPs. And if they're not, they will be shortly thereafter, and because they will run in a by-election.
Yeah, wow. That's
But there's still the possibility.
insane. So even if we vote them out, they still hold office. Whoa.
They still could hold a office. Yeah. So that makes that a little trickier. So
Okay.
yes, f but finally, yes. Someone can be voted out of office, but only in British Columbia.
What does that mean?
So we can't vote out a federal member of parliament in BC. But British Columbia does have recall legislation on its books, and it's actually the only province that does. It has the Recall and Initiative Act. And so what this means is 18 months after someone has been elected as an MLA, voters can get together and sign a petition. So you need 40% of the voters in the particular riding where that MLA is sitting to
Yeah.
sign a petition, and then you take it to the chief electoral officer who confirms that the petition and the signatures are valid. And if so, that MLA then loses their seat altogether.
Wow. So we aren't necessarily voting them out of office. We're like petitioning them out of office.
Exactly. And you do need 40% of the voters in a particular riding, which is pretty hard to get.
Sure, yeah, and has probably never happened.
There has been, I think there have been 25 attempts in BC, and in one case, there was an MLA who they were very close to the final stage, and that MLA resigned instead.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can't actually vote anyone out of office because if you vote out a cabinet minister, they can still hold office. And all of them all lose their seat anyway, so they're already out of office. And if you, in BC, you have to petition them out. You don't actually vote them out.
Exactly.
Wow.
The quirk of BC.